But I'm going to tell you something. How in the world could Obama ever sit on a board with, be friends with, go to the home of, give speeches with heirs? How in the world could the Democratic Party nominate such a radical without demanding to know more? You know, how in the world could such a candidate be leading in some of the polls? Obama's pastor is a black separatist who hates this country. And he sat there for 20 years. Nobody believes that Obama could sit in the pews of the church and not having heard all of this, his friend, his spiritual mentor, his spiritual advisor. Does anybody really believe that? And yet we pretend that's what he did. And I'm telling you that Obama is not as his political operatives are presenting him. You are looking at one of the most radical and unqualified people to ever be within reach of the White House. And he can talk about change and regurgitate the lines that are written by his campaign staff here. But what he brings to the presidency is a form of radicalism that is foreign to this nation. It is his views. It is his character. It is his judgment. It is his veracity. It is his principles. It is integrity that is in question here. And nobody else in the media dares question it.